me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Racheli. Racheli was so excited. There was a circus coming to her town. To Houston, Texas. Signs were posted everywhere announcing the arrival of the greatest circus in the world. This circus, known as the Kindness Circus, was famous for being very kind to its animals that were in the circus and to teaching really good lessons as part of their acts. Racheli was really, really looking forward because her Abba told her that in honor of her birthday, he was going to bring her to the circus. It was 2 weeks away. She could hardly fall asleep at night. She was so excited about the circus. Houston was abuzz with excitement. Kids were literally skipping down the street, dreaming about clowns and acrobats and majestic animals that were all part of the Kindness Circus. Well, about 10 days before, a huge, huge tent was pitched in the center of town. It looked so big to Racheli that it looked like it was almost as tall as the sky. All of the kids in town were so excited. They were wondering what was going to be up next. And the next day, bleachers were set up. And everybody was getting more and more and more excited. Racheli was really looking forward to this special outing with her Abba. And everyone in town continued to watch as the circus was set up. And finally, the big day arrived. Racheli and her Abba joined the big crowd waiting online. And as they waited online to get in, the air was just filled with such happiness and with music and laughter and the sweet smell of popcorn. As it was their turn to finally enter the tent, they were overwhelmed with joy when they watched the acrobats flipping through the air, practicing their act, and the clown juggling three balls, smiling at everybody. They sat down in their seat, and they were ready for the show. The act that Racheli was most excited about, she knew was going to be the last act of the show. It was going to be the Max act. Max was the elephant that was trained to do amazing tricks at the circus. Ooh. First act begins, and that clown that Racheli had seen on the way in walked out on stilts, so the clown looked very, very tall. And the clown was juggling baseball bats and balls at the same time. And everybody in the crowd was clapping and clapping. When the clown finished the act, he said, "And the Kindness Circus would like to teach you all that juggling is a lovely, safe activity. You could start practicing today." There was a little musical interlude, and then it was time for act number two. It was the tightrope walker, but not any regular tightrope walker. This tightrope walker was eating sushi while she walked across the tightrope. And after she finished eating all the sushi and the crowd was clapping, 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 applauding for her. She did 3 somersaults and landed right back on the tightrope. Wow! As she walked off the tightrope, a big sign flashed. The kindness circus would like to teach you a message. Work hard and practice, and one day you too will be able to accomplish great things like walking across the tightrope. And then the moment that Racheli was waiting for finally came. The trainer walks out first to the center of the circle, and following him is Max. Max is the biggest elephant that anyone in that audience had ever seen. Max was larger than a truck. And Max the elephant waves with his trunk to all the people in the audience, and the audience is going wild. So cute, Max is waving to us. And then Max stepped onto a unicycle and started riding on one wheel around and around and around and around the ring. Then Max steps off of the unicycle. Everybody applauds, and the trainer points to a little girl who was wearing a red t-shirt. And the trainer said, "Max, is that girl's t-shirt red?" And Max, the elephant, nods his head up and down, saying yes. And then the trainer points to a little boy who was wearing a Yankee baseball hat. The trainer looked at Max and said to the elephant, "Is that young man a Mets fan?" And the elephant nodded from side to side, "No." Wow, what a brilliantly trained elephant. The crowd was so happy, laughing and cheering with joy. And then the trainer said, "And now for Max's final trick." And the trainer pulls out a large easel and a few buckets of paint and a bucket of water. And the elephant scoops up a large paintbrush with his trunk, dips the paintbrush in the first color of paint, which is brown, and paints the trunk of a tree. And then Max the elephant takes his paintbrush, dips it in the water, cleans off the brush, and dips it in the green paint, and goes to the top and starts painting the top of a tree and branches. Everybody in the audience's eyes were ready to pop out of their head. They were so excited. Wow. And then Max puts his trunk back in the water bucket, looks out at the audience, and did a little twirl facing all the different people in the audience and sprayed the water toward them. After that, Max stood on his hind legs and clapped with his front legs. Racheli was completely blown away. She said, Abba, can we go speak to that trainer? Can we find out how he trained Max to be able to do all of these different things?" And Racheli's Abba said, "Sure." And so after the show, they walked backstage and looked for Max and his trainer. And they found the trainer. The trainer's name was Victor. "Hi, Victor. This is my daughter, Racheli. She has a few questions she'd like to ask you." "Hi," Racheli said. "I have so many questions. I'm wondering, what do you feed your elephant? Are there special foods that you feed him to help him develop brain cells or just to be really healthy and to make it easier for him to do these tricks?" "Oh, Max is on a very strict diet, very, very healthful. Branches and leaves and fruit of all different types." "Oh," Racheli said, "that's very interesting. How many hours a day do you and Max spend training?"
Well, we spend about 6 hours a day training, and it makes Max very happy because it keeps Max stimulated. And in between, Max walks around in this area to get daily exercise with me. And we have some other elephants here because we're the kindness circus. So we want Max to have a really comfortable, comfortable day amidst his hard work. Suddenly, Racheli looked down and said, excuse me, Victor, I have a question. I noticed something. I see that Max is like bigger than a truck, but I also noticed that the only thing that's keeping Max here or from running away is a loose rope around his foot that's attached to the peg in the ground. Max is the smartest elephant I've ever met. How is it that that peg with the rope around his foot is enough to keep him from escape? Victor looked at Racheli and said, Racheli, Max was born in captivity. So since he was a baby, he was used to having a loose rope around his leg so that he would never run away. He doesn't know any other way. He's trained to do a lot of cool tricks. But in his mind, it's out of range for him. It's not even a possibility that he could run away. He's also very comfortable here at the circus. He has everything he needs, and he loves being around people and some of those other elephants that we bring in for him. Wow, Racheli thought, that is really, really interesting that this super smart elephant can't figure out how to run away with just a light rope around its foot. This week, we're reading two parshiot from the Torah, Nitzavim and Vayelech. And it's the last day of the 37-day speech that Moshe is giving to the Jewish people. It's the last day of his life. He's 120 years old. And Moshe has the Bnei Israel enter a berit, a covenant with Hashem, to remind everybody before they enter Eretz Yisrael to keep the Torah and to be responsible for one another and to do what's right. And Moshe reminds everybody that keeping the Torah and doing teshuvah is not out of our reach. If we make a mistake and slip, we can always, always, always return to Hashem. And this is a parsha that we read the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah to remind us that tshuva is not out of our reach. The first parsha is called Nitzavim. We stand firm. We are strong. We know what's right. And Vayelech, we always try to move forward and grow and come closer and closer to Hashem. Moshe tells the people to be strong and encourages them. If we think about the elephant Max in the story, Max is very, very big. And Max is talented and can learn how to do a lot of tricks. But Max didn't think that Max could get out, so Max never tried to. But the message of these two parshiot for us is we can move forward. We can change. We can grow. We can always, always come back to Hashem. And the message of Chazak ve'amatz, be strong, is a message that we should carry with us as we approach Rosh Hashanah and a new year. We can move forward. We can be strong. Moshe encourages us as he says goodbye to us that we can do it. I hope that our efforts to move forward to be united and to grow will serve as a zechut for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for Am Yisrael all over the world. Shabbat Shalom and Shana Tova.